back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Talking today here with Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director. We're trying to get with Dee McKee as well, Pottawatomie County Commissioner. She's been unavailable here this morning, but we will see if we can't connect with her before the end of the hour. But we're talking here about the Work Keys scores locally from the different Pottawatomie County high schools, and I think that's an interesting development because there's so much talk these days about getting not only a trained workforce, but then getting them to stay here. So you kind of know some of the aspects of the talent that you do have coming up through the high schools. Now, how is what work are you doing, I guess, behind the scenes to try to keep them here?
Well, I mean, they're you know, both the Manhattan Chamber and us are, you know, we have pretty strong programs. I mean, the Wamego Chamber runs the Peer Chamber program, in which kids are picked to go out and volunteer within the community and do community projects. We also have a mentoring program that my assistant Jessica Venneberg works on. And then there's youth entrepreneurship and the students build projects and then compete on a statewide basis. And the competition is usually run through Kansas State and their entrepreneurship program. That's all exciting stuff. And there's a career in tech ed week at Wamego High. And the senior interview day at Wamego is outstanding. It's what, you know, each kid gets dressed up and has mock interviews with professionals in the career that they want to choose to be in once they're out of high school. And they get scored on their interview techniques. And it's a good resource for them when they're about to enter the world of work. And this year, well, would have been November now, meaning the school year. I think 33% of the kids chose Allied Health, which is, you know, astronomical. And it's now fascinating as well that they've chosen to be in the health field. And it's good news because you can come back home for that. And I was surprised a lot of kids want to be veterinarians and they want to get into animal health. And Wamego does an outstanding job at tracking that. I was really, really happy that, you know, I came here and saw what a fantastic job they're doing. And we actually, I'm very involved in the human resource chapter. And last year I chaired diversity. This year I've been chairing workforce readiness. But in the past, I've seen us really move forward with Manhattan Ogden High School and their counselors and putting together a senior interview day there, which is a little different than the senior interview day in Wamego, but they're going to be, we're making some changes, and then COVID hit. So we can't have, it's kind of like a job fair. And now, of course, we couldn't have it. Next year, hopefully, we'll be able to have that. So there's a lot of efforts. But the Work Keys system, yeah, you know, I've been working in, you know, over 40 years in this economic development workforce area. But that system, with you can build that pipeline and show companies how well those kids score, and then and find a way in which they can come back after they graduate from college. It's not a concerted effort, and we hope to be to have work with Manhattan Chamber on their plan. I think it's going to be called Return to the Flint Hills, as it work on the plan to help bring back kids after they do graduate from college, and they don't all go to Kansas State. There's a lot of them that go to Hayes and Emporia and KU. But, and also continue to build up the tech colleges and community colleges. And we're pretty excited in Wamego. You know, we're getting a little satellite campus in Wamego, not far from Wamego High School. So kids will be able to take dual credit live by just walking, you know, across the highway. That's pretty exciting stuff as well. And I'm sure Jim Jeanette will be letting you know about that. You know, they know a lot more than me at the moment on the curriculum and whatnot. But that's exciting, as that's coming along very well.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Yeah, that MATC's campus over there in Wamego, that's going to present some good opportunities. And I have a feeling one of the circumstances that's going to come out of this COVID-19 fallout here is there's going to be a lot more kids probably opting for that community college, technical college route here, just at the, you know, the sheer cost of education these days.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to make a prediction, you know, but there's been so many kids that are juniors and seniors in high school, they probably are sick of home and they may want to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell what's going to come out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the one thing about this whole pandemic. It's hard to plan for anything right about now. And that seems to be the case, no matter whether it's economics, the sports, any event planning whatsoever.
Yeah. So we're the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, you know, with the Manhattan Chamber, we're planning on, this year we were planning on Team Kansas missions, where us and other Kansas communities go out and call on brokers and site selectors. They have lunches and dinners, and most of them were canceled. The Industrial Asset Management Council, which I've been a member of for like 15 years, and with the corporate real estate executives, that's canceled. International Economic Development Council is canceled. Workforce Summit's canceled. And it's, most of these Team Kansas missions, we just wrote them off. Not going to happen this year. And maybe next year. We don't know.
Yeah.
You can't do much planning. And the thing about lead generation is a lot of these lead generation companies that, you know, find projects for communities, they're trying to say we can do it and we can do it virtually. And we're still analyzing this to see if this is a good way to try to attract companies. And the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, there's some real prospects that everything has been put on hold because of this whole virus and all of the planning aspects that go with it. So these are interesting times, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll take a break here. It looks like we may have connected with Dee McKee. So, nope, I guess not. I guess not. Dave,
Yeah, there's she's got some personal business that had to get taken care of right away, and she called in just to make sure we were doing okay here and to apologize for her not being able to be part of the show. And she says, I'd be delighted to come back anytime you need me, but gotcha. Today's not a good day.
Gotcha. Well, okay. Sorry to hear that. We'll take a break. We'll come back more with Jack Alston after this on News Radio KMAN.